Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Word of Lies. This is your host, Evangelist Teresa Scott. And today is Monday, October the 14th. Excuse me for my morning voice, but praise God and we thank God for it. We do thank God for waking us up this morning, allowing us to see another day, allowing us the use of the activities of our limbs, us to wake up with a mind to be saved, to still want to serve Him. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. Amen. A prayer request. This morning, just let us know. Give us a call. So 347-235-533. If you're in the chat room, you can log into the chat room and write your prayer request in there. In order to be able to type something. And having a profile does not mean that you are broadcasting. It just means that when you're in the chat room that you are recognized, able to type and communicate in the chat room. You don't even have to put your name. You can put something else, a screen name. You do not want your name to be known. Log in and give your prayer request. If you don't have a profile, so that's what I would like to let you know. Book of Proverbs, a challenge to read the first chapters before next Sunday comes in. So we'll be doing that because Proverbs is a book of wisdom, And the Bible tells us in Proverbs, understanding. Make sure that we go delve into the book of Proverbs, because the book of Proverbs is a book of instruction. It will help those who are dealing with problems concerning sexual issues. Teaches the men how to stay away from whores. And that's the way it is, Bible, away from harlots. And it helps you stand with strong, why people use strong drink and how to stay away from them. Also teaches you just about wisdom and knowledge and understanding of the Word of God. It just really gives good godly instruction. So if you'd like to join us in reading the book of Proverbs, please join us and see what you get from it. See what you get from it. I'm pretty sure you'll get something from it. Amen. So we're going to start it out this morning. I'm going to read chapter 1, and then after that we're going to go on into prayer. This morning I'd like to continue to pray for the government. Today is the 14th of August, and I believe that something major is going to be happening on the 17th as far as the government is concerned. We do know that if the people don't pass the debt ceiling, we're going to be in debt to many countries, and we don't want that to happen. And when they do that, that's going to affect the United States in a very devastating way. We're not saying this to you to try to give fear, but we're saying this so that you can be aware and know what to pray for and begin to prepare in case there is this debt ceiling crisis going on. All right, so we want to pray for finances, people's finances. We want to pray for jobs and security. We want to pray for also child abductions in the city of Philadelphia. There's some people riding around attempting to abduct people's children around schools, and we want to pray for our children that God would keep them safe from dangers seen unseen, and He would dispatch angels for these children, every one of them, that they will be safe and protected and protected from the child abductors. We know that child abductors usually kidnap children so they can sell them as sex slaves or somehow put them in a torture chamber for some sick individual to have their pleasure with them, and then at a certain age they will discard them. Well, the child is already mentally disturbed by this point, so we want to pray for the children and pray for these child abductors that God will confuse their plans, that they will begin to turn on one another, that they will their plans will be thwarted by God in the name of Jesus. In fact, we'll just pray for this right now, because this is something that is really heavy on my heart, having grandchildren and, you know, knowing people with children. It could be one of them. It could have been. So we want to pray for those children, our grandchildren, everybody's children and grandchildren, that the angels, God will dispatch His angels around them, and not just today, but every day. In Jesus' name, some parents don't know how to pray, so we want to pray for those parents as well. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come to You this morning thanking You for another day, thanking You, Father, because You have blessed us to be alive to see this day. You have blessed us to be able to enter into Your gates with thanksgiving and to Your courts with praise. Father, Your word has instructed us to do that, not suggested, but it says enter into His gates with thanksgiving and to Your courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good. Hallelujah. So we thank You this morning, Lord God. We praise You this morning, our Father, which art in heaven. We thank You this morning and give You glory and honor, because You are worthy of the glory and honor. And Father, this morning we come to You in the name of Jesus. We come to You in the authority of the name of Jesus and ask You, Father God, to dispatch angels today, Lord God, to dispatch Your ministering spirits, oh God, today, to be with the children as they travel to and from school in the name of Jesus. Father, those people who are attempting to abduct abduct children, Lord God, as they go to and from school. Father, I pray that you will send your dispatching angels to arrest these people in the name of Jesus. Father, there are cameras around everywhere. Father, let these cameras capture the image of these people, Lord God, their van, their whatever mode of transportation that they're using. Let them get a clear picture of these individuals who are attempting to abduct these children, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask, oh God, in the authority of the name of Jesus, that you would even confuse the plans of the enemy in the name of Jesus, that you will cause them to begin to turn on themselves, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you will confuse their minds, oh God, that they will come and they will be caught. They will just mess up so bad that they will be caught, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. And we just say thank you. Let the license plate on their van or their car, whatever mode of transportation they're using, let the license plate be clearly captured on the video camera in the name of Jesus. And better yet, Father, allow someone to be able to capture the license plate and call 911 so these people can be abducted immediately, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for each child, oh God, as they go to and from school, especially those that are traveling alone, oh God. Father, I ask you to give your angels charge over them, that you would dispatch angels for each one of them, Father God, as they go, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Father, I just pray for the parents of these children, that they will be more aware of their surroundings, that they will be more cautious with their children, that they will be more aware of what's going on, Father, in the name of Jesus, and not just lay in the bed and send their children to school, but they will be proactive, Lord God, and go with their children to school, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, those that can. I realize parents have to go to work, some of them, Lord God, in the morning, but God, let these children go to school in groups. Let these children have a volunteer parent to walk with them, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And we just say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father, this morning we lift up those that are dealing with financial situations who stand in need of a financial breakthrough, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Father God, I include myself in that category, my husband and I today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. As we stand in need for a financial blessing to obtain this van, oh God, this transportation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I just pray for the state of the union, oh God. I pray for the state, the government, Lord God, the United States of American government. Father, I pray for the President Barack Obama, the Vice President Joe Biden. Father, I pray for the Senate, the House of Representatives, oh God. I pray for each and every governmental office, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they will come together, Lord God, in unity. Father, that they will pass, oh God, whatever they have to pass to open the government back up fully, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for those financial advisors, oh God. And Father, this morning we rebuke ungodly counsel in the name of Jesus, Father God. Anybody who's giving counsel to cause further division, to cause further destruction of these United States, Father, we ask you to reveal their plan, make it known, God, but we ask you to shut down their plan, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we speak to these United States first, and God, ask you to forgive the United States. Forgive us, Father God, as a whole, in the name of Jesus, for allowing you, oh God, to be kicked out. Father, we know that you're God and you be where you want to be. But Father, we say, we ask you to forgive us this morning as a whole, Father God, for we have allowed other countries to come in and bring their religions and their gods. We have allowed other things to come in, oh God, that have taken your place in the hearts of men and women. Father, we ask you to forgive us in the name of Jesus, oh God. We have allowed money to become our God instead of trusting in you, as it says on the money. It says in God we trust, but God, we trust in the money, and the money has become our God. Father, we've kicked you out of schools. We kicked you out of public places, oh God. But Father, we ask you this morning to forgive us in the name of Jesus. We ask you to forgive us, Father God, for not allowing you to be in our schools via prayer, Lord God. We've accepted the ways of the enemy, Lord God, and not even really fought back. But, Father, we ask you to forgive us in the name of Jesus. Father, when Madeline O'Hara, whatever her name is, went around and signed a petition, the Christians sat back and allowed her to sign this petition to take prayer out of schools, an atheist, yeah. Oh God. But, Father, we ask you to forgive us for that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We were not proactive, oh God, hallelujah. We ask you to forgive us in the name of Jesus. But, Father, help us, those that call on the name of Jesus, those that say we are born again, those that say we are bought with the price, Lord God, with the blood of Jesus, Father, I ask you to cause us to begin to stand together in unity and come together and pray for these United States of America to get you back, Father God, to really seek you with our whole hearts, to really serve you with our whole hearts, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up pastors, prophets, evangelists, bishops, Lord, apostles, oh God. We lift up those that have been, Lord God, called to and chosen to preach the word of God, Father, that the fire will return, oh God, that they will have a fresh anointing, a new anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we will have a fresh anointing and a new anointing in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for the prophets and prophetesses, oh God, that they will come together on one accord and speak the same thing that you speak, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for the entire body of Christ, that there be no division, whether it be division by color, whether it be division by doctrine, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that we come together on one accord, Father, because you have given us these gifts of the Spirit. Father, you have caused us to go out and preach the gospel, that we will mature in your word, that we will mature in you in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for the body of Christ that we will kick the devil out, oh God, and that we will no longer invite him in, that we will no longer yield to the ways of the world, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we will begin to preach the word of God with fire, that we will begin to preach the word unadulterated, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we will take our opinion out of it, Lord God, and preach the word raw as it is, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, oh God, that street ministry will begin to prevail, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That preachers and teachers and evangelists, oh God, and prophets and bishops, oh God, will begin to go out on the streets and compel the people to come in, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for there is still room at the table. There is still room at the feast, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we don't know when the Son of Man shall appear again. We don't know when Jesus will crack those skies. But, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that our hearts will be ready. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be ready to receive Jesus. We will be ready to go with him and meet him in the air, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we will remain, hallelujah, because your word says it is those that who are alive and remain that will be caught up to meet him in the air, hallelujah. But we know the word also says that the dead in Christ shall first rise. Help us to remain in Christ. That if we do leave this earth before Jesus comes back, that we will remain in him and that we will rise and meet him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, this is a real thing, Lord God, and hallelujah. We want to make sure, oh God, that we remain in Christ Jesus today. Father, we pray that we will study your word, oh God, that we will study your word so that we might get wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God, that we will be effective ministers, pastors, bishops, apostles, deacons, elders, oh God, teachers, evangelists, prophetesses, that we will be, and prophets, that we will be, oh God, hallelujah, effective in ministry, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we want to do your will today. We want to do what you tell us to do. We want to go where you want us to go. We want to abide by your word today, God. Help us today to lay aside, hallelujah, every weight and the sin, oh God, that easily besets us. Help us today, oh God, to search our hearts today. Search our hearts. We give you permission today to search our hearts and try our reins today to see if there be any wicked way in us, oh God, in Jesus' name. And if there be any wicked way in us, oh God, we ask you to remove it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, those, oh God, that are dealing with bitterness and unforgiveness and rejection, oh God, and abandonment and fear, God, we pray for them today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for each and every one of us that the root of bitterness, Lord God, lest it spring up and come out and take the word from us. Father, we pray and ask you, God, to cut the root of bitterness. Cut it all out, Lord God. Get every morsel of it out of us, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Whomever we're bitter against, whether it's a spouse, whether it's children, whether it's an ex-spouse, whether it's someone who hurt us in our past, Lord God, in our past via rape or molestation, whatever the case is, oh God, we ask you to move the root of bitterness. Bitterness to cut it all out, God, that there be no trace of it in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, and we thank you for that right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus for those, oh God, who've been raped and molested, oh God, and been violated in some way. We pray for them, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will heal them, oh God, that you will take the scar, that you will heal them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we know that some are alcoholics and some are drug addicts and some are promiscuous. Oh God, some have turned to homosexuality and lesbianism and bisexuality because they were violated. But God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you heal, oh God, that space in them, oh God, that was violated. Heal them. Remove the memories, oh God. Remove the fear. Remove the dreams, Father God. In the name of Jesus, that they might live a wholesome life, that they would live a sound life, oh God, and be productive citizens, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, heal their pain. In Jesus' name, oh God. That daughter that was abandoned by her father, that son that was abandoned by his father, that son and daughter that were abandoned by their mother, heal their pain, oh God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let them know that you can be their father. Let them know that you can love them like no one else can, oh God. In the name of Jesus, help them to receive your love, Father God, this day in the name of Jesus. We pray for those who have backslidden, oh God. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for those who are seeking for you and don't know where to turn and don't know what to believe because of the mass religions that have been allowed to enter the United States, oh God. But Father, I pray that you will move by your spirit today, and those that are seeking you out of a pure heart, oh God, that you will give them direction and instruction, that you will send someone to them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will hear you and know beyond the shadow of a doubt that it is you that is prodding them to come in, that is prodding them to join you at the table, Lord God, a feast. Hallelujah, today in the name of Jesus, God, we pray, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, that you will move in their hearts. Fill them with your spirit this day, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we know that there is nothing too hard for you, Father, and we ask, oh God, that you will save, oh God, and set free and deliver in the name of Jesus, oh God, even the woman in the book of Luke, oh God, who was bound by Satan for 18 years with the issue of blood. She was bound by Satan with an infirmity for 18 years. She sought the doctors, oh God. She spent her money. She went here and she went there and was not healed until Jesus called her unto himself and laid his hands on her and said, be healed in the name of Jesus. She was healed right then, instantly. She stood straight up right then. She was bowed over for 18 years, but Jesus healed her right then. Hallelujah. And she was healed, and she was a daughter of Abraham. And your word says, shall not this daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound these 18 years, shall she not be healed? And God, hallelujah, she was healed. Hallelujah, immediately, God, and we call forth healing right now in the name of Jesus. Those that have gone to the doctors, oh God, including myself, who have gone to the doctors and have not seen any positive results, who have gone to the doctors, oh God, and are still in pain, are still miserable, still, Lord God, don't know what to do. Father, we turn to you this morning asking you to heal us. Hallelujah. Right now, God, we expect a healing, a miracle right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. I include my husband in that group, Bishop Holman in that group, hallelujah, Apostle Simpson in that group, hallelujah, Apostle Pinson in that group, oh God. We pray, oh God, for Austin and his mother in that group, oh God, those that are suffering with MS, lupus, Down syndrome, oh God, mental disorder, schizophrenia, Lord God, bipolarism, oh God, ADHD, ABCDEFG, whatever it is, oh God. We pray for them this morning that you will heal and deliver and set free in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, for those of us that are going through physical problems and physical traumas, oh God. Father, hallelujah, not because of sin, not because of the sins of our own or the sins of our parents, but that you might get the glory. We pray that you get the glory, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray that you get the glory. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. For like the boy in the Bible, Lord God, the disciple said, God, who did sin, his mother or his father? Did they or did he sin? And Jesus said, neither of them sinned, but that God will get the glory. Hallelujah. And Father, we just say thank you that you, hallelujah, will get the glory out of our lives in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless us today as we go forth to our jobs. Bless those that are leaving their jobs and going home. Protect, keep safe from danger seen and unseen in the name of Jesus. Father, that young lady that called in last night to the broadcast and asked for prayer protection for her family, we lift her up this morning, Lord God, and continue to pray for her protection. We pray for their protection. We pray for unity in that God, family, unity, and love. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we pray, oh, God, that you will dispatch your ministering spirits, oh, God, that they will minister to her and her family and keep them safe in Jesus' name. I pray for my children, Ryan, Christopher, and Danielle, and my grandchildren. I pray for Kimberly, my child, too, and my grandchildren, Symphony, Nehemiah, and Jeremiah. Father, I pray that you will keep them safe from danger, seen and unseen, in the name of Jesus. I pray for every child of God, all their children and their grandchildren, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will keep us safe in the name of Jesus. Order our steps, oh God, in your word today, in the name of Jesus, God. We will walk in the Spirit. We declare and decree today that we will walk in the Spirit so that we will not fulfill the lust of our flesh, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We tear down strongholds today in the name of Jesus. God, we bind and rebuke the devil in Jesus' name. We take authority over every principality, every power, every ruler of darkness of this world, every spiritual wickedness in high places in the name of Jesus. And we pray on the whole armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah. Our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Our loins girded about with truth, Lord God. We pray on the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And we stand today in the Spirit that we'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the devil, all the fiery darts of the wicked. We stand against the wiles of the devil today in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, for authority over every unclean spirit, every demonic spirit in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise, glory, and honor for it right now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God in Jesus' name. Then we're going to read quickly Proverbs chapter 1. And it says, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother, for they will be a graceful ornament on your head and chains about your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait to shed blood. Let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them alive like Sheol in a hole, like those who go down to the pit. We shall find all kinds of precious possessions. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in your lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your foot from their path, for their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, but they lie in wait for their own blood. They lurk secretly for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone who is greedy for gain. It takes away the life of its owners. Wisdom calls aloud outside. She raises her voice in the open squares. She cries out in the chief concourses. At the openings of the gates in the city, she speaks her words. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn at my rebuke. Surely I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you. Because I have called and you refused, I have stretched out my hand and no one regarded. Because you disdained all my counsel and would have none of my rebuke, I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your terror comes, and when your terror comes like a storm, and your destruction comes like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you. Then they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but will not find me. Because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would have none of my counsel and despise my every rebuke. Therefore they shall eat the fruit of their own ways and be filled to the full with their own fancies. For the turning away of the simple will slay them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will dwell safely and will be secure without Amen. That was Proverbs chapter 1, the entire chapter. I ask that you will meditate on that chapter today. And if the Lord says the same, join us tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. We will go into prayer and we will read Proverbs chapter 2. If you have a prayer request, please contact me on Teresa, God is making me over again, Scott on Facebook. put it in my inbox, and we will make sure that we get that prayer request and pray agreement in Jesus' name. God bless you. Go in peace. Have a wonderful day. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you today. Remember, the Holy Spirit is not a sidekick. He is part of the Godhead, and we welcome the Holy Spirit today to lead us and guide us into all truth in the name of Jesus. Go in peace. Have a great day, and God bless you. Amen.
Amen.